Okay, so this is 7 second delay, and I just got into Andy's car here in Montclair.
We're not in the studio, are we?
No, we're not. We're in your Volt car.
We're in my Volt, my electric car, because it's the only planet we have.
Okay. And you have a lot of Playboy and Penthouse magazines in
the
back.
That's for research. I'm doing a movie. I'm writing a movie about a man, a sad man, who loves to read Penthouse magazines.
Is it an autobiography?
No! No! Why would you say that? That stings, man. That really hurts. Anyway, I have to do this research.
All right, so we are sitting here in Andy's car.
Is it Wednesday?
No, it's Tuesday.
Can we prove that it's not? We're not live? I'll tickle you. If we're not live, you won't feel a thing. Yeah! 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 Can you feel that?
I'm not very ticklish.
No, you're not. You don't laugh at anything.
No, I laugh. I laugh at your zingers.
No, you don't. Not anymore.
Yes, sure I do.
Field Marshal Friedman is a tough room. Every comedian knows it. Okay, so here's the plan. Why are we in my car? We're not even in Jersey City, are we?
No, we came to Montclair because we know that Montclair has a lot of WFMU listeners and donors because the air signal comes in well here.
Yes. And
so I printed out a list of everybody from the recent marathon who made a pledge to WFMU, who lives in Montclair.
Are you saying we're going to pop in on people? We're going to surprise them? We're going to knock on the door and say thank you for pledging?
Yes, and we're going to give them their swag.
Wow. This would be fun if it was two other people. Okay, why don't you go on record? Tell me what you think is going to happen in the next hour. First off, here's some questions. Go on record. Do you think we're going to find anyone home?
Yeah. My prediction is that we will try three or four people and we will find one person at home.
Sounds dreadful. Okay, that person we find at home, will they be happy to see us?
My prediction on that is they will have mixed feelings.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Hey, guess who else will have mixed feelings?
Both of us?
Yes, and the American listening public. Okay, I think it would be great if we found someone with a family.
That would be nice.
Because I can help them with their homework.
And let's also establish a couple of ground rules, because we talked about this yesterday. It was very important to you that I cross off anybody who I know.
Yes, we're going to knock on the... Yes, you know a lot of donors...
Not as many as I thought. We have a list of 56 people here in Montclair, and right. I had to cross off about five of them.
Right. Oh, you must have misunderstood. You probably thought I meant no in the biblical sense.
No.
Oh, I see. You mean just acquaintances.
Yeah.
What are these notes all about? Jesus. Okay. So we're going
to... The notes are to make it even creepier. You told me that I should search for some of these places on Google Maps because you wanted to make sure that we were going to houses.
Yeah, nice houses.
So my notes are mostly house, apartment.
The odds of being fed go up when they're in a house. Okay, so who's...
Those two yellow ones, this is somebody, listener Mike.
Who pledged to us?
Who pledged to 7 second delay.
I got a good feeling about Mike.
And listener Matt, who pledged to my morning show. And let's not mention any last names or any street addresses.
Well, now I'm about to ask my super fancy pants OnStar concierge lady to give me the directions. So how do I do that without mentioning the street address?
I can just edit it out.
Okay, here we go. Watch this. Do you want to push the button, or should I?
No, you can push it.
Okay. I think this will impress you. I've been waiting to impress you for years.
Connecting to OnStar.
That's right, baby. How do you get directions?
This call may be recorded for quality purposes.
Hey, Ken, do you think it is? Do you think it's recorded?
Recorded?
Yeah, for quality purposes. I have a feeling it is.
What are you...
Thank you for calling I-5. This is Jennifer. How may I help
you? Hi, Jennifer. We're looking for a listener, a fan, who donated money to my radio show, and I have an address for him. Can you upload directions to me?
Sure. Go right ahead with that address.
You're a little surprised he donated money, aren't you?
Right.
Just from our short acquaintance. Okay, the address is in Montclair, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
The The zip code, if you want it, is 07042. And the address is... Oh, I have to whisper this because we can't broadcast it. Here, I'll spell it so no one will know. And then the street name is... Place.
Okay, thank you so much for that information.
Thank you, and I'll call you back in an hour and let you know how it goes.
All right, good.
Okay, good.
I'll go ahead and download that address.
She loves me. She loves me. Okay, bye, Jennifer. Thank you.
Bye.
Can't you tell? Can't you tell? Wasn't that just super clear?
So you're like, you've got to be the last person on Earth who uses OnStar. Why don't you just use a GPS? Why don't you just use your phone?
It is a GPS. It's coming in. It's a GPS. Watch. Yeah. Wait. Hold on.
But it's a GPS with human.
Information is being sent to your vehicle.
It's coming in, baby. It's coming to my map.
Press the go button and follow the instructions on your navigation screen to begin your route.
Hey, we're 1 mile away from Mike's house. Here we go.
All right. I think we're going to listener Matt. Listener.
Oh, no. Yeah. I gave the wrong address.
Listener Matt's house.
Is that our listener?
Yeah. No, this is a guy who donated to my morning show.
Oh, that's... Oh, forget
it. Why don't you put WFMU on the car radio?
No, seriously. Come on.
No, seriously.
Because you want to know why?
Yeah.
I'm not Hindu.
Come on, put
I'm
it on.
I'm not Hindu. If I was Hindu and had 9 lives, I could waste one of them listening to FMU.
Brian's on the air right now. Come on, put it on.
I have 1 life, Ken.
Put WFMU on. Come on.
I mean, do you know something I don't know about mortality? Hey, listen, I want to go to the guy who... I gave the wrong address.
No, this is the address you gave. We have to go there. You just...
No. I want to go to the person that likes us. Here.
Well, you gave the wrong address. That's what's up. Yeah. Good God. Come on. Let's just go to
Mike. No way. The pledge to your show? What if I shake his hand or something?
This call may be recorded for quality purposes.
Oh, I hope I get Jennifer again. She loves me. Are you buckled, buddy?
Hi, this is Jennifer. I'm helping.
I'm not.
Hi, I'm looking for an address in Montclair, New Jersey.
Yeah, I just spoke with you. Did you not get the wrong one?
I know. I gave you the wrong address.
Oh no.
As a joke, I was joking. You didn't even get my joke. Jennifer doesn't get my jokes anymore. Okay. Okay.
Jennifer, I have to tell you, you're on the radio.
Okay, and here's Ken. Wow. Here's my friend Ken. He's going to tell you the address we need.
Okay, Jennifer, we need your sewer girl. No, no.
Oh, it's an apartment.
Okay, thank you. Is that in Montclair?
Yeah.
As well?
Yes.
Okay. Wait, it's an apartment?
Yeah, and I think I know exactly where that is.
Are we heading the right way?
We don't need, I hate to say it, but we don't need
Jennifer. I wasn't able to locate your sewer milk in Montclair, New Jersey.
Go
anything
that
else
that,
I can help you guys with?
Can I turn around?
Yeah, turn around.
Okay,
I know exactly.
Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
Don't tell Jennifer, but I know where this is.
Wait, how do you know Montclair so?
Because I used to do all my business here in Montclair when the
what
station.
What kind of business?
Radio station business.
Right. Right, and if you just...
Because we were in East Orange.
If you just tuned in...
Information is being sent to your vehicle.
Ken's talking about the mail hookers he used to pick up in Montclair.
Press the go button and follow the instructions on your navigation screen to begin your route.
Okay.
Your OnStar call...
Wait, this guy's in an apartment.
He lives above a pizzeria.
He does?
Yeah. Put WFMU on the radio. Come on.
Oh, please, Ken. Ken, we talked about this. I don't think my radio picks up WFMU. I paid a little extra. If you pay $30.
I can't figure out how to get... I really can't figure out how to get radio. Oh, here we go. Radio band.
Oh,
there we go.
God. Wait. Hey, the Grateful Dead.
So Andy just put on the Grateful Dead channel on Sirius XM.
They play all Grateful Dead. There's no risk of ever hearing an FMU program on this channel. It's never happened even once.
Okay, turn left here.
Okay. Oh, you want to hear Springsteen?
I want to hear WFMU. We're driving around. We're doing a show on WFMU. We should be listening to WFMU.
Isn't that a lot of WFMU for our poor little listeners? Okay. And then
now Andy's turned on E Street Radio.
Yeah. This is a glorious day in the history of WFMU. This is a win-win for everybody. It's going to be a great show. Ken and I are dropping in on a listener, and we're hearing the boss as we go. Look, he's asking Rosie to come out tonight. He's begging her to come out tonight. All he wants is her sweet little girl tongue.
What does he want to do with her tongue?
Well, I don't. He doesn't say.
Unspecified.
I have written letters to Mr. Springsteen. Yes, sir. I don't usually write letters to musicians, but in this case, I felt I just had to.
Hey, congratulations. I heard that Don McLean sold the lyrics to American Pie for $1.2 million.
I did see that. A friend of mine sent me that. Fantastic. I couldn't be happier for him.
What piece of that do you get?
I mean...
Because you wrote the Chevy to the Levy line.
In a perfect world... I'm not saying I co-wrote the song, but I helped him. And in a perfect world, I would have a taste of that money.
Well, you wrote... Drove my Chevy to the levee, but yeah, the levee was dry.
That's right.
So how much do you think you're into? Oh, you're going to want to turn left at the next light, not
he
this
was
light.
Going through, he was going through every kind of car brand name. What kind of car should I drive to the levee, Andy? I'll never forget that moment. Any suggestions?
That's when you said a Chevy.
I did, yeah.
The obvious choice.
In hindsight, of course. Oh, man, I can't wait for Mike's little face to light up when he sees us. Oh. I'm making a left. Wait, we're only 2 minutes away. We're 1 mile away from paradise. Oh, Mike has
yeah,
no
this
idea.
Yeah, this is I can't give the name of the street.
Okay.
But I think it's going to be down here on the right-hand side.
How do you know? What kind of station manager knows where everyone lives? It's just so creepy.
I've spent a lot of time in Montclair. And I Google map search people like you told me to.
Dear God. Okay. Mike. Here we come, buddy. How much did he pledge?
That I don't know. We're going to have to take his word for it because I brought stuff that mouse pledgers get. And
really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, he's going to score big. What if he only pledged, what's the minimum he could have pledged?
He could have pledged, if he pledged $20, I got some stickers for him.
Is that the minimum? That you would accept a pledge of $20?
Yeah, we accept pledges of a dollar.
Oh, that loser. Oh, he makes me so mad. $20. He enjoys the station.
We're not saying that's what he pledged. We don't know what he pledged.
I know.
Okay, it's on the left-hand side.
He lives in an apartment. Ooh, cop behind us.
So you'll
never take me alive. I can't go back to prison, Ken. I'm just telling you that right now. All right. We're okay.
Wow, that was quite a reaction you had when the cop was behind us.
Well, because I don't use my blinker. He might have been... I never use my blinker.
Another cop.
Oh, this is a fire truck. Oh, my God, it's Mike. Is it Mike? Hold on. Is it Mike? Oh, my God.
What are you talking about?
What if his house, the apartment's burning down?
Oh.
What if we're 5 minutes too late? No, we have a 0.02 miles. You're right. It's coming up. You're absolutely right. You know where it is. Hey, there's going to be a fire on this block. Hey, we get to be little cub reporters tonight.
Did the fire truck's still moving ahead?
Yeah, okay.
I don't think the fire's at Mike's house.
Okay, that's breaking news, at least. It's not at Mike's house.
On the other hand, Mike lives above a pizzeria, so maybe there was a kitchen fire.
Is he going to offer us dinner?
He's probably not even going to be home. That's the fatal flaw with this idea.
I know, we should have gotten to the guy with the house. Guys with houses are home.
We got houses on the list, too.
Oh, this is a disaster. He lives above a pizzeria?
That's what it looked like on Google Maps.
Look, his father doesn't dig Springsteen, but he never did understand.
I think it's this place up on the corner, right here, seriously.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. There it is. There's this door. There's Mike's
That's
door.
That's his door?
Yep.
Okay, right, I'm going to park right here.
All right, we're going to park
at the Enterprise. No, we can't park here.
Yeah, we can.
It's the worst idea
Enterprise
ever.
Enterprise rent-a-car.
No, this is...
Park next to the dumpster over there. They'll never suspect anything.
Okay.
Nobody ever likes to park next to the dumpster.
Exactly, and it's after hours, right?
Yeah, we're fine. Like, right in there, I would say.
Okay. Oh, my God. Mike. Wait, but we have to buzz him, and then we have to get buzzed in then.
Right.
Well, then it's a little... So he'll have a few seconds to absorb the shock before he meets us.
Unless you want to lie and tell him that we're Jehovah's Witnesses.
Okay. Do you want to say that?
No, because he'll never open up the door for us. We could say we're from Publishers Clearinghouse.
Do an Ed McMahon kind of moment. I'll think of something. He'll open the door.
Okay.
What's his name?
Mike. Oh, and I got to
get a mnemonic device. Get remember that?
I can remember Mike.
How about you remember M?
No, I can remember Mike, and I got his apartment number here, too.
Okay,
here
we go. You want to bring swag?
Yeah, I'm bringing the swag. I brought a whole tub full of swag.
Do we know how old he is?
I have no idea.
Well, he lives in an apartment above a pizzeria.
Do you want to take the swag?
Yeah, I got it.
There we go. I'll take the mic and everything. Great.
He lives in an apartment above a pizzeria. So how old is he? Go ahead. It's obvious.
30?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I forgot the description. He lives in an apartment above the pizzeria. He's a fan of 7 Second Delay. We're about to meet a 34-year-old man.
34? Okay. That's your guess?
Yeah. Think of all the clues. Put it all together.
If you're just tuning in, Andy and I are hand-delivering WFMU Marathon swag.
We're about to surprise a listener who doesn't know we're coming. Oh, just keep listening. You are going to hear, you're going to hear what pure, unadulterated joy sounds like. Okay, do we know his last name?
No, but I know his apartment. There's the button.
Wait,
all right.
Okay, well, we don't say your name, though. Oh, please be home. Oh, this would bum me out. Oh, please be home.
Don't get your hopes up, Andy. What you're hearing in the background is the fan from the pizzeria.
Oh, please be home. Oh, I came all this way. Did you press the button firmly?
I did.
Decisively?
Yeah.
Well, now, you know he's not at work.
Now Andy's hitting it repeatedly over and over again.
You know he's not at work. He pledges to FMU. Mike?
Mike.
Do you have a phone number for him?
I don't have a phone number.
Come on. Can you describe
him? We're now talking to Mike's neighbor.
Do you know where he works?
We brought some stuff to give to him.
He just won. We're from a radio station. He just won some very, very, very trivial prizes that are not worth, they're not worth anything really at all. Yeah, knock on his door. Yeah, that'd be
great.
Groovy.
Thank you.
He's a great neighbor.
Those are neighbors wearing a Cheap Trick sweatshirt.
Yeah. He's the greatest neighbor ever. He's going to knock on Mike's door.
Perfect.
But the only way Mike would answer the knock is if he's avoiding a summons or something, or the bell doesn't work. How can this work?
You said you were his biological father.
You think that scared him away?
That would scare me away.
It would?
Well, what if you're...
you have no curiosity at all?
assuming that most people know who their biological father is and that you don't sound like them, you were somebody claiming to be his biological father.
I could pull this off. If he's not African American, I've got a shot at this. Oh man, so now we're waiting for the neighbor to come back. This is great radio. Waiting for the neighbor to come back after knocking on Mike's door.
And we're a third in. We've recorded about 20 minutes.
This is horrible. This is exactly what you were afraid of would happen.
I'm telling you, we'll hit one.
Okay. Hey, hi. Hi. Would you tell him that his biological father came by and my heart is breaking that I missed him. I'm only in town for like an hour.
Oh, okay.
And this is radio personality Ken Friedman, who's doing a profile of kids that have been abandoned by fathers. And tell him I'm sobered up. I'm straight now. And if he wants to call me, that would be the greatest thrill of my life.
Hey, I'll tell you what, man. I'm going to open this door here. I'm going to let you sit this stuff inside.
No, I can't.
Oh, it's not stuff for him?
It's not all for him. The show is called Kids Who've Been Left Behind.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, and I'm not going to lie to you. I have 18 other children, and so I don't have a lot of this stuff to spare.
I got you. I was misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hey, man, I'll let him know you stopped by.
Tell him I was 17 years old, man. I was 17 years old.
And what's your name?
Ryan.
Did you father any kids named Ryan?
No, he's not mine.
No,
he's not
mine. That would have been a remarkable coincidence, having two of your to your kids living in the same building.
I can't believe this guy's making jokes, man.
I know.
I'm not making jokes.
Born without a heart. Okay. Oh, we'll see you. We'll see you later. Tell Micah sorry we missed him.
Hey.
Okay.
Thank you, Ryan.
All right.
Thank you. Well, that was close.
Yeah, that was close. We got him close.
So all right, turn it
in. We just talked to a listener's next door neighbor.
But now we're going to get in the car and find the next address.
Yeah, it's already in our GPS.
And I guess we're going to look for listener Matt now. We already have his address in your OnStar.
He pledges to your show, not to my show. That's all we know about him. He lives in a house.
Yeah, and this one, I don't know where this address is. So this one, we need OnStar.
It's 6 o'clock, so maybe we have a shot. If it's in a house, maybe it's dinner hour.
Hang on, putting my seatbelt on here. You're a very good driver, Andy.
Do you think, thanks, man. Do you think Matt is happy? Do you think he's happy with his life and the choices he made?
Yeah.
I feel terrible I couldn't be there for him.
You talking about Mike?
Oh, yeah, Mike. Oh, yeah.
So yeah.
Who are we going to?
Yeah, well, this is Matt? You left him behind. Yeah.
Can you believe I forgot the name after I came out with a mnemonic device? Oh, God.
What was your mnemonic device?
I thought Michael, and then I thought, what's the nickname for Michael? And that's how I remembered Mike.
That's not a good mnemonic device.
Oh, it's the worst.
Like, maybe you could, next time, like, you're talking into a microphone.
Oh, that's a good one. The best mnemonic device is, if I have to remember the part of my body, that the joint in my leg, I think mnemonic device, and then I think knee. It's part of the word mnemonic device.
Okay, it wasn't easy, but I managed to finally get WFMU on your car radio.
Radio's broken. That's supposed to be blocked.
Yeah, it's coming in loud and clear.
Yeah.
Can email us here at btwfmu.org.
Brian sounds great.
Page as well.
He has a natural energy.
And we're happy to hear from you. Stay tuned. Coming up next, there's an aerial view. Have a great week, everybody.
Oh, aerial view?
He's saying goodbye.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
Aerial view's coming up.
Online at WFMU.org and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
Brian's wrapping up his show because we're recording this show on Tuesday. Andy and I are driving around Montclair, New Jersey, looking for WFMU pledgers to hand deliver their T-shirts and other swag to them. Hey, so far we struck out.
This might be a little premature, but congratulations on a great show tomorrow morning.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, now you've jinxed it.
Oh, it's going to be great.
What did I do?
You played a lot of Oasis.
Is that what you think we do?
How would I know what you do? Really, how would I know what you play? Name one scenario where I would know a song that you play on your show.
Well, I mean, if you tuned in and you...
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay. I get you. Yeah, if I did that. Good point.
Or if you looked at the playlist.
Gotcha. Okay, there are ways to know. Okay, yes. I get... Okay. I stand corrected.
Do you like this stuff he's playing right now?
Yeah, it's great, Ken. Let's go talk to someone that pledged money to a station that plays this.
How would you describe this? Synthesizers, arpeggios, instrumental.
Yeah. I would say excruciating arpeggios, excruciating instrumental. Oh my God, listen.
It's Glitch. It's very, very popular these days.
Every minute that goes by with this on my radio, James Taylor sounds better and better. Thank you for making James Taylor sound better to me.
Sounds like a CD is skipping.
Yeah.
We're driving up to listener Matt's house in Montclair, New Jersey. We're going to surprise him. He doesn't know we're coming. We have T-shirts, new WFMU beer cozies.
Well, the fact that he pledges to you and not to me means he already hates me. I'm already in a hole going in.
Doesn't mean he hates you because he didn't pledge the 7-second delay.
I disagree. People that didn't pledge me hate me. That's a fact.
That is not a fact.
Okay, well, I'll prove it. Oh, wow. Wait. Sorry.
Whoa. Wow.
I'm sorry, that was...
How would you describe your driving style now?
That was a little abrupt, and I apologize. I got so carried away with this music. All right, what house? Oh, there's a nice little street.
Yeah.
What number are we looking
for? Okay, let's see what we're looking for.
This is aerial view?
Yes, it is. This
very
is
very dynamic.
Oh, you like this music?
Yeah.
How would you describe this?
This is less excruciating music. That's actually a good working name for this show. All right, here we go.
It's going to come. It's up here on the left. Oh, okay. It's the next one.
This one?
It's that one with the house. On, the, with the, no, the next one after that.
Is there a car in the driveway?
Yes.
Two cars.
Yes.
Hey, two cars.
Just pull right over here. Pull over right
pull
here.
Pull over here?
Yeah.
No, I should pull in the driveway and block them in.
Okay.
They can't get away.
Okay.
It's like you don't even think sometimes. Oh, my God. This is great. Oh, man. He's got to... Wait. He's gonna soil his pants.
I don't know about that.
I'm so excited.
All right, here we are.
I'm just
and let's
saying,
see.
A lot
this
of
is listener Matt. Okay.
Listener Matt.
Listener Matt.
You think they're looking? Oh man, what a great house!
It's a nice house.
Hey, that's what enough of you. Hey, Ken. Before we knock on the door, let's do him the favor, the courtesy of putting an FMU bumper sticker on his car. Okay. Come on.
Okay, I'll let you do that.
It'll be a fait accompli. Then he can't protest. It's already on.
It might not be his car, but I'll let you put a bumper sticker on this car.
Should I?
Yeah.
All right, I'll do it. Come on, give me a bumper.
Getting out of Andy's car here at Matt's house. Here's the swag. Whoops, there's some stickers.
How about some duct tape on this car?
The duct
That's
tape.
That's cool, too.
Here you go.
A lot of people like that even better than bumper stickers.
Stickers, here you go.
Sticker, okay. Yeah. This is great. Oh, he's gonna
These are our new album stickers. That one's based on the Sun Records.
Yeah, they're great. Kind of classic.
Label. Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Now, if we get in trouble, you do all the talking, right?
Yeah, as always. That's our
just
that's
don't our don't step on his bulbs here.
Yeah. Here we go. It looks beautiful. We'll take a picture of that later. That's what they call a preemptive bumper sticker. If you wait for people to do it voluntarily, Ken, you're going to be waiting a long time. Okay, get ready. Okay, oh my God, the lights are on. They're having dinner. Are they having dinner?
What's his name again?
Knee. Mnemonic. Knee.
Matt.
Matt. Wait, all the lights are on. Here comes his beautiful wife.
Really?
Yeah, his wife is coming. Hi.
Hi.
How
Guess
are
who
you?
We
Good.
Are.
How you doing?
We're from WFMU.
Yes, my husband, I wish, was here. He is a huge, huge fan.
That's why we're here.
Hi.
That's Ken. He's not a fan of mine.
How are you,
And what's
Ken?
Your name?
I'm Angie.
Angie, hi.
Where's Matt?
He's literally probably in the car on his way home.
How long will that be?
Let me text
no,
him.
No, don't. No.
No,
we
no you're going to surprise him. Come
yeah,
in, come in.
In. How old are the kids?
Oh, you got a kid? Oh, great.
Yeah, we do. He's going to be like, you know,
hi, buddy.
Yelling and being...
Hi, of course.
Do you guys want a beer?
Not for me, thanks.
Do you have any drugs for Ken?
I no.
Any drugs?
No.
I have some good cold medicine.
Yeah, maybe enough of that, Ken, would get you a
would
little
you,
buzz. Is that something, Ken? Would that help?
No, I'm okay.
Oh, Ken's okay. Okay.
No, please come in.
We have all these gifts for him. We wanted to thank him. No, this is a beautiful house. How long have you lived here?
We just moved. We didn't just move. It'll be 2 years.
Oh, my God. This is a lovely home.
Thank you.
What's your son's name?
Miles.
Miles, come here. Will you play the toy piano for us? Play the toy piano.
Play the piano.
Hey, I have that's my grandson's name.
Hi. Is it really?
Hi, Miles.
Yeah, I have a grandson named Miles.
Miles, I want to hear what the toy piano sounds like.
Well, he says that's Amtrak.
That's Amtrak. It usually takes kids 3 or 4 years to get used to Ken. So we'll come back. We'll come back in a while.
Hey, Angie, we just put an FMU bumper sticker on the white car in the driveway.
Yeah,
is that okay?
That's fantastic.
Yeah, because you didn't have one. We knew you wanted one.
No, that is fantastic. Okay, please make yourselves comfortable.
Hey, what time do you think Matt's coming home?
He should be home at 6:08. How about if I just text him and make sure he's left?
Okay.
Because you guys aren't going
to
leave, are you?
No,
how much time
leave.
Do you have?
Well, we're going to be here. We're going to be here all night. I have to leave on Thursday. I love this. Oh, this is the most cozy, warm home ever.
Miles, describe to us what's on the TV.
Amtrak.
He loves trains. Does he like
Amtrak?
Does he like Thomas the Train?
He does.
Oh, I love Thomas the Train.
He is
Amtrak.
I'm just gonna say big good surprise. Are we? We're
no,
not.
No, no, don't say surprise.
Okay.
You can't.
Okay.
All right, hold on. That's. Bye, train. Bye-bye, train.
Bye-bye, Amtrak.
Bye-bye, Amtrak.
Here, guys. Come in.
Oh, I love this. Look at this backyard.
Yeah, the backyard is what sold us. Because we we were in Jersey City.
Yeah. You can't raise a kid in Jersey City.
Well, plenty of people do.
No.
And we would have. We just sort of were in that boat of like, whatever.
No, you can't do better than this.
And we got lucky.
Hey, how mad were you when Matt pledged money to Ken's show? Just recreate that moment. You must have been so furious.
I was so furious. No, I wasn't. I was actually really excited because we go to the record fair. And so Matt has always been a huge fan since college.
No, seriously.
Guys.
No, of Ken's?
Of Ken's.
No, seriously.
Stop.
You never tell when she's joking.
I think he gives to you guys every year. I mean, he's like a hardcore.
He gives to Ken. He gives to Ken every year.
That we just
he gives to WFMU, where the money all goes to the same place. Andy.
Yeah, your new swimming pool. Have you seen it? It's magnificent. It has a hot tub right kind of built adjacent to it. Oh, it's magnificent.
No swimming pool.
Yeah, it's the 2015 marathon swimming pool.
Do you live right in Jersey City near WFMU? Or?
No, I live in Hoboken. I can't afford a neighborhood like Madison, New Jersey, where Andy lives.
Bye-bye, train.
Very fancy.
Bye-bye, train. Bye-bye, Amtrak. I wonder if he's going to come back. You know what I love about Amtrak? They always come back.
They do.
If you stare long enough around the bend,
sometimes they come back. Sometimes they crash.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Sometimes they go off the trestle.
Yeah, off the rails.
Hey, that's a good life lesson. We should make him listen to one of our shows.
Don't tell him. No, he's a little young for that.
One of our train wreck shows.
No,
don't tell him.
I'm not telling him. I'm just saying he's like, I'm about to leave. He hasn't left yet.
Okay, then you better tell him there's a surprise.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Here's the thing. He's in Secaucus.
How far is that?
It's a ways.
It's going to be like, like half an hour. Unless you guys wanted to like go somewhere. It's up to,
well, you want
we
to
could,
find
we
another?
Could, we can go look back? For somebody else for and then come listener? Back. Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to?
No, we will come back. Don't worry.
We will be back.
Okay.
This is the greatest. And I'm just curious about whether the Amtrak is going to return.
Yeah, who knows? He just likes to yell about Amtrak.
That is the cutest kid. Yeah. You have a great family.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
When he turns three, you should let him see Train Spotting. Because that's all about people who love trains.
It is. Well,
he's a little older, maybe on his next birthday, you should let him see Train Spotting. Ken, you'll edit. I want that one. I got dibs on the train spotting.
All right.
Okay. So we'll see. We'll be back in a half hour. Wait, is that the plan, Ken? What do you want
to
say?
Do you guys have another? I mean, you're welcome to stay. Load you up with like anything you guys.
We're going to be back.
Cold medicine.
No, we're definitely. We're definitely going to come back.
Ken, where's your list? We have a lot of lists.
The list is in the car.
Should I go get it and you can study it?
No, let's go in the car and head.
Okay, we'll be back in a half hour.
And then we'll come back.
Now, what do you think? Should we not tell Matt that we're coming?
Yeah.
Can you keep a secret?
I can keep a secret.
Okay.
I'm just going to be like, it's a big surprise, and then he'll get here.
I don't
think he's going to know. I mean,
Would he guess that you and me are coming to give him his FMU swag?
He's going to die.
Okay, tell him a big surprise, but then if he presses the point, tell him you've hooked up with your old boyfriend from high school.
Just be like, divorce.
Yeah, that's the big surprise.
And I'll make him sad, and then you guys will make him happy.
Yes!
Let's do it. I am so excited, you
me
guys.
Too.
Thank you for choosing Matt. This is like...
Oh, of course.
Because we missed, he was the reason we didn't get to see John Spencer Blues Explosion. What was it, 2 weeks ago? We couldn't get to see
him.
And Matt, I was like, go by yourself, just go. And it was a whole thing, but we were really bummed not to get
there. I saw Matt there with his hot cousin. Yeah, he was having the great, great time. Don't worry about Matt.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Angie. Thanks. See you soon, Miles.
Yeah. Bye, Miles. We'll be back.
All right, we'll see you guys.
He's going to wonder about your new bumper sticker.
I know.
It's all right.
He's probably going to notice it, and then I'm just going to be like, I'll just tell him I got you a t-shirt or something.
Yeah, you just say that it came in the mail today.
All right, awesome.
Okay.
All right, take care. See ya. Bye-bye. That's WFMU coming to surprise Matt, and he's not here.
Really? Yeah.
So he's going to be home soon.
He's going to regret this for the rest of his life, the rest of his adult life.
See you guys.
Here we go. People want to hate me. They try to hate me, but they can't. At the end of the day, they end up loving me.
You have evidence?
Everybody loves me. That's my evidence.
What are you looking at on your phone that's telling you this?
I've been talking to you I've been doing this for the last 2 hours. Guess how many messages I received in those 2 hours?
Five?
Exactly five. Is that a record?
Five text messages in 2 hours?
Is that a record?
From five different people?
No.
All from one person? Oh, it's from John, from John C.
Yeah, well, you didn't let me finish. People on my payroll love me. Everybody I pay loves me.
Is that your new assistant?
He is, yeah. I'm lucky to have him. So if you're just tuning in, we're on a stakeout. This is a stakeout.
Yeah, we're sitting outside Matt's, listener Matt's house in Montclair, waiting for him to come home.
The plan is where we're going to surprise a listener and give him all the swag that he, I don't know.
The swag that he is entitled to.
Because he pledged. How much did this guy pledge?
I don't know. You can ask him.
So, okay, we have some time to kill. Do you have anything to ask me?
Well, I think what everybody wants to know is, when is Who Tooted coming out? When is it hitting the market?
Whew, that's an easy one. I thought you were going to ask something else. I think, I don't know. It'll be, I guess, maybe late summer. I don't know. This is the first time around for me with a toy. I'm glad you didn't ask what I thought you were.
What did you think I was going to ask?
How's it possible that the island of Hawaii has an interstate highway?
It doesn't.
It does. There's an interstate highway on Hawaii.
What road is that?
I don't know.
You're saying that like Route 80 passes through Hawaii?
It's not Route 80. It's an interstate. They call it an interstate, and it's on an island. I was so afraid that's what I was going to get from you. I live in fear of people asking me that question.
Does the same Hawaiian interstate run through a lot of different Hawaiian islands?
I don't know. I just don't know, Ken.
Because there's like Oahu, you know, and then there's the island of Hawaii.
I'm not an expert on Hawaii. If you have a question about Amtrak, there's an expert just 30 feet away.
Miles?
Yes, he can tell you if a train is coming or going. He can tell you if a train is hello or goodbye. That kid is great. Wait, why are we waiting here? Shouldn't we be inside?
Well, we could wait inside.
But you like the idea of an ambush.
Yeah, doesn't it seem good to jump out on him as soon as he gets out of his car?
More safer-y.
Or we could wait for him to come inside. I just don't want to put Angie out, you know?
I think she was thrilled. Oh, what do you think she's doing right now?
Watching train videos with Miles?
Nope. Anyone can tell you that's not true.
What's she doing?
She's cleaning the toilet.
I doubt it.
She's upstairs cleaning up the bedroom, straightening things up.
Cleaning up the bedroom?
Yeah, straightening things up, because she knows we're going to have a tour of the house. You don't think I'm right?
No.
If I'm right, would you do the hokey pokey on the front lawn?
I would.
Okay, let's go. Let's go ask. Come on. I'm in the whole hokey pokey. Left foot, right foot, and it ends with the head goes in, head goes out.
Now, you know this can be a very insulting question to ask, so you have to be careful how you phrase it.
Yeah, right. Wouldn't want to make her uncomfortable. Let's go.
I mean, you don't want to ask. I told Ken you were upstairs washing the toilets.
But that's what she is doing. That's what anyone would be doing if you knew company was coming back.
Cleaning the toilets?
She's straightening up. She's just doing a quick 30-minute... cleanup. How could she not be doing that?
What you're saying then is that the toilets were so disgusting.
No, it's the house is neat and tidy and cozy. I love the house, but anybody would do that. Wouldn't you?
No.
If you knew somebody was coming back.
Clean the toilets.
Okay, but let's say someone you admired, okay? Let's say Elton John. You knew Elton John was coming in a half hour.
Yeah.
Sir Elton John.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he comes by and says, I'll be back.
Yeah, we're Elton John to her, man.
My feeling would be like, oh, well, Elton John saw me in the squalor that I normally live in. Too late now. No point trying to hide the truth.
Oh, this is great. Don't edit this out.
How about we just sit on Matt's front steps?
Sure. Wait. But then, I don't want to, is that weird that we're not telling her we're back?
No, we're going to ring the doorbell.
So she and her husband are by default the fans we're dropping in on. Hi.
I think it was Matt opening the door, bringing in you guys.
Oh, you're so sweet. He's on.
We sat on the street for a while, and then.
I just texted him to ask if he was close. I heard
that. He hit traffic.
Maybe. Hey, Miles.
I even.
We are here. You don't worry about it.
He made a left on Ridgewood, so he's literally going to pull up. So if you guys want to, he's going to. He is literally.
We're here.
He wears a black.
I can't wait.
Thank you for waiting, guys.
Oh, there he is. He's here. Let's go out and say hi.
Do you guys want to go get him at the car?
Let's go. We're going to ambush him. 60 minute style, baby. Okay, we'll wait till he opens the
you
door.
You guys, thank you for waiting.
Of course.
Seriously. That
well, was nobody else awesome. Nobody else did us the courtesy of coming home at all. There he is. Oh, he's a very handsome man.
He's going to be terrified. Okay. He's going to think it's the tax, like the IRS. Okay.
Hey, man. Welcome home, man.
Matt, how you doing?
Yeah. I'm doing really good.
Yeah. We're,
we brought you your marathon swag.
Oh, in person.
Yeah.
Am I on the air? You have to say.
Yeah, you're on the air. We have to say you're on the air.
We're not on the air yet.
I'm not going to lie. No, I better fist bump.
Okay.
I won't shake your hand until I know who you slept with. and who you want to sleep with.
I'm sorry that we didn't deliver your marathon swag in person last year. Yeah. But we'll never make that mistake again.
Yeah, we're here every
That's okay.
Come on in.
Sure. Now we love the house. Now where do you work?
I work at a company in Secaucus.
Right, your wife said you're coming in from Secaucus. What do you do there?
I'm a web developer. Oh, I do programming. We're at an MSP company.
And is this what time you get home usually? 6:30, quarter to 7?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
What is the normal routine? What are we interrupting?
You guys mind?
No, we don't mind. You can have
a
way to Photoshop Ken out of that later.
I'll use a good filter.
Yeah. Is there dinner on the table? Is that what normally happens?
No, usually I make the dinner. So
let's get going.
Yeah, we usually grill some food.
Okay, we'll meet you in the kitchen. And here we go. And we'll bring everybody in.
Well, there's no rush to cook.
Man, you guys really traded up. Jersey City.
We love Jersey City.
Yeah. Well, Matt, we did bring you your swag. So, what size T-shirt do you wear?
Well, wait,
a large.
Wait, we want one for Miles. He'll have to grow into this.
Yeah, Miles would take a small one.
Hey, Miles. Miles, if you wear it inside out, no one will know. Amtrak. I didn't know Amtrak was on. Wait, is it Tuesday night? It's Amtrak night.
You guys should do an Amtrak show. And
Amtrak? Is that a big train?
Well, here you go, Matt. There's a large shirt.
Thank you very much.
And I brought a beer cozy for you.
Awesome.
You know what your son would like, I think? Ride on a real train.
Yeah.
Is that in the plans?
We do a lot of
He might. He loves looking at them, and he was once offered by a conductor to come on the train.
Well, that's a bit much. Yeah, he's a year away. I have a young son, and he went through a Thomas the Train. Now, what is this?
That's a radio alphabet book that we just reprinted.
Okay. Here you go.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll see that on eBay later tonight, I'm sure.
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
And here's our three new stickers.
Okay, Matt? I saw one in the car.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Put one online. Thank you.
That must have kind of baffled you for a minute.
Yeah. I wasn't really sure what was going on. I saw a car parked in front. Looks kind of like the neighbor's car.
Oh, okay.
I know Matt wouldn't ask you, but would you please... You guys both?
Okay, sure. Okay.
Andy is autographing the Radio Alphabet book. Why do you listen?
Yeah.
Andy Rickman.
Okay. Okay, wait.
And then I
here's
have
another t-shirt. You just brought the same brand, same style.
Wow.
And yeah, this is great.
I texted Chrissy, and we've got a good friend who also is a fan.
Is a neighbor?
He is in Randolph, and she was like, if you guys were closer, we would be in the car.
Well, you know what? It turns out Montclair, I guess there are lots of listeners in Jersey City, too.
I see a lot of WFMU stickers.
Yeah, but Montclair is like the epicenter, and we wanted to make sure we found someone home, and so Montclair made just statistical.
Oh, and you know what? Andy and I are going to be broadcasting live on May 6th. At the Montclair Film Festival.
Yeah, they care. Oh. Hey, let's look at the refrigerator on.
Okay.
Okay. This is Miles. He goes to preschool, or did he do that at home?
He did that with a babysitter.
With a babysitter? I guess you had to tell him it was good.
Can you describe it, Andy?
It's just bad art. It is to art what your show is to music. And
Miles is right here.
Oh, Miles, I love it. Miles, did you do this? I love it. I love it. I love it. Oh, forgive me.
He can detect a lie. Oh my God. Now he's run away crying and screaming. This is what you do. This is what you do, isn't it?
It takes kids a few years to really get to know me. Now what would be your... Now, what is Miles... Now, Miles should be having dinner, right?
Well, we tried. He sort of...
He's too excited?
Yeah. Dinner's tough.
Yeah, I know. I've been there. And now, if we weren't here, honestly, you'd be cooking...
Now that it's warm, usually
you're grilling? getting
ready to grill.
Isn't that great? We knocked on the door. The other people that we were knocking on doors, no one else was home, but they're just within blocks of you.
Really?
Yeah.
We should go.
Yeah, you should have a listener point.
Yeah, totally.
So nobody on our street, but some.
Is that true? No one on this street?
Nobody else on this street. No, but all around here, though.
Hey, okay, so let's get a tour of the house. Okay, we're going to start with the greatest backyard ever. Oh, my God, Miles, a little slice of paradise for Miles.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, what else could a kid want? And it's all fenced in? Are there little boy neighbors?
Yes, everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Miles. You are so lucky. Is that your backyard? Are those your toys? Wait, you have a train? Ken, he has a train.
Amtrak.
Amtrak.
Amtrak. It's an Amtrak train.
Oh, I hate that song. Don't sing that song. Ken and I hear that song.
You're really insulting Miles.
Really, you want to hear a round?
Over and over.
You want to do a round with Miles? I love it. Okay, what else can we... Hey, so what websites have you designed?
I worked on Dexter, a video game, which was a Facebook game.
Oh, my God. That's a big... Oh, my God. Was that fun?
It was fun, yeah.
Based on the TV show?
It was based on the TV show, and they had, like, episodes that coordinated with each week. But that doesn't exist anymore. And then for 15 years, all at one company, writing help desk software.
So you recently changed gigs?
Yeah, I've been with the place for the last 3 years. And then the Dexter game was short. People stopped spending money when the season ended.
I get it. No, believe me, I've been there. I've had it my own show, and I know that they stop. No, when you are commuting, that's a half hour?
Yeah.
What's a typical commute? What are you listening to?
Okay.
On Wednesday mornings, obviously.
I usually listen to whatever's on WFMU on the ride here and there. Although, I just got a bunch of old CDs out of storage, so I've been putting CDs in my car lately. So, the last few weeks, not as much WFMU.
That's how you do it. That's exactly how you do it. And I just want to interrupt to point out, once again, on the TV, train. Train go.
It's a train coming.
Train coming. Train say hello. Now, what is this video? They just put up a camera?
Yeah, if you go to YouTube...
There's
a lot of videos of trains.
Yes,
Amtrak trains, passenger trains.
My wife used to show my son trains in India with a million people just hanging out, hanging out on the roof and out of the windows, just poor, desperate people, just to look at the crowd.
And that's what Evan. So yeah. Evan's into overpopulation videos.
There are happy trains, and then there are sad trains. Is the lesson Evan learned?
Yeah, Miles is into cargo trains. Clearly,
I love it. Hey, when we're off the air, I want to show you the app that I've been working on. I have a little toy company.
Yeah, I haven't played it, but I hear you guys talking about
this
it.
This is a new one. This is a new one. You'll dig it.
Okay.
I'll have a vanilla milkshake if you have one.
No, I'm fine.
I guess that vanilla shake would be great. A nice big thick one. Thanks.
All right.
She's not going to make a vanilla milkshake for you.
Why don't she ask?
She wasn't asking like any drink under the sun that you can imagine.
Oh, any drink I have. Any drink that's convenient for me.
She was kind of like, asking if you want a water or a,
I'd love a water. I'd love a water. And how did you guys meet?
We met on Match.com.
I love it. I met my wife on Line 2. I love it.
On Line 2?
No, on Line also. Not on Line 2, like I'm a big executive.
You met her on.
There's a single woman on Line 2.
You met Beth on Nerve.com, right?
Well, I don't mention that because it's so
Nerve.
It's so raunchy.
You got in at the ground floor. You were on Nerve before it was Nerve.
I was, I go on. Yeah, Nerve was. I don't even know if it's still that way, but it used to be pretty. pretty raunchy.
How did you navigate the raunch?
I met her the first night. You buy tokens or something. I met her the first night I was on the website. And then I contacted her and told her I was going to talk to my divorce lawyer in the morning and asked her if she wanted to be my date. And then she gave me a phone number. She was like subletting, so she could give me a safe phone number. I was kind of hoping that we'd be able to find a family and where the kids would be doing homework. But Miles has no homework. So what went into the decision, let me see, of moving to Montclair? Was it the schools? I guess it was a lot of factors.
It was.
Yeah, schools were definitely a big part of it.
Yeah.
But we loved
just needing more space in general.
Yeah.
We were in, you know, a two-bedroom, which is big for Jersey City, but...
Do you think Miles will ever say, Mom, Dad, thanks. Thanks for the move. No. Thanks for that backyard.
No.
Never. That little brat.
No.
He makes me so mad.
He's listening.
Oh.
No, Montclair is great. Like, I think if you have to be in any suburb, this is like a good one to be in because I think it's everyone that came from Jersey City or came from Brooklyn, and we'd all still rather be there if we could, but we all have kids, and so we're here for that reason, and it's great. It's great.
Yeah, hipsters.
We're not cool enough to be hipsters,
That's an insult.
Hipster is an insult?
Yes.
Hipster is an insult now?
It is, yes. It has become an insult.
When did that happen? I don't get the memo.
It happened about 3 years ago. He thinks I'm joking. Tell him I'm not joking.
Yeah.
If you're called a hipster, that's a bad thing?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Because it's what? Just pretension and phoniness and...
Yeah.
Hilarious. Yeah. Oh, okay, thanks. Noted. Thank you, Kenneth.
Yeah, when you're imposing on listeners in the future, don't call them hipsters.
Noted. What?
Also, don't insult their children until they cry.
Wait, do you think he heard?
Stop short of.
Wait, haven't I been super nice to Miles?
You were insulting his artwork.
All right, I'm going to give him some
money. And then you were
I get it.
You're going to give him money?
Yeah, kids. Yeah, when you insult a kid, when you make him feel bad, you give him. Why? What do you do?
I don't give two-year-olds money.
Well, no, I said something. No.
Okay, you're going to give him money.
Yeah. Hey, Miles. I'm sorry I made fun of your artwork. Here's real money, okay? You can buy a toy, maybe buy a train or something, okay?
Buy a train?
Yeah, buy a train. Buy a little train. Go to the toy store. There you go. That's how you do it. How do you raise kids? Oh, you're welcome, buddy. You're welcome, my friend.
Thank you for the money.
You're welcome, my friend.
Wow, he's excited.
Now he likes me better. Who do you like better, Miles, me or Uncle Ken?
I like trains. I live on a train.
You live on a train?
I live on a train. I drive trains. That's my train.
That's your train?
Yeah.
On the TV?
Yeah, that happens
that's
to
cheating,
be mine.
Man.
Oh, that's the 2103.
Here, Miles, here's some more money. I don't live on a train. All I have is a very substantial... income. Okay. Who do you like better now? Miles, who do you like better? I just bought you a toy train. Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Full steam ahead. Oh, he's watching. This kid.
You're talking to that end right there.
He's watching trains here on the iPhone.
Amtrak.
He's a big fan of our national railway system.
Who do you like the most of these two?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Hey, Miles, look at
Miles. Hold on, wait, let me cross my fingers.
You like the
Please
money?
Say me. The money man. Mr. Deep Pockets. Uncle Deep Pockets. I'll always be there for you.
Bye, Amtrak!
Bye, Amtrak!
Oh, that was my train. That was the 2103. My favorite train.
Yeah. Why do they call it the evil train? Ken? Why? Oh, is that the train where that steals all the toys on Christmas morning?
No.
It's not?
That's the 2107. Close.
All these toys here. This kid is like paradise. Oh my god, this is like aisle 4 of Toys R Us.
This is Miles' toy room. Oh, look at that.
God.
Wow, he's got a cool trampoline.
If that kid ever complained about his life, you just send him to me. Seriously, man.
Do you guys want him?
No, I have two almost as adorable.
Well, we really don't want to impose more. We just wanted to bring you your swag.
Yeah.
We actually had a list of 56 people in Montclair.
Okay.
It's a one-hour show. How long have we been recording for, Ken?
Hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
so this isn't 7 second delay.
Yeah, this is going to be tomorrow. This is going to be tomorrow night. 7 second delay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you totally caught me off guard. I'm shocked, and it's well,
that's how grateful we are to have fans, right, Ken?
Yeah.
And we appreciate all your support.
And come out for the FMU documentary on May 6th.
It's optional.
Is it going to be at Monty Hall?
No, it's going to be at the Montclair Film Festival.
Oh, it's going to be at the Film Festival.
It's very optional.
Okay.
Of course, it's optional.
Yeah, that's why we love America.
So that's a good way to see it.
Yeah. We're going to be back in Montclair. What are we doing?
We're doing it live. We're broadcasting live from the line for the documentary on May 6th.
And remind me why we're doing that.
Because they changed the time of the showing to allow us to do that. you always wanted to broadcast.
There'll be five people in line.
You wanted to broadcast live.
Hey, you know who might be in line? The kid that wasn't home. Mike.
Yeah.
Do you know him?
Yeah, Mike, who's your son.
He lives above the pizza parlor. He wasn't home. But we talked to his neighbor.
Matt, will you do the legal ID for the end of the show?
WFMU East Orange.
WMFU Mount Hope.
WMFU Mount Hope. Online at WFMU.org. And in Rockland County at 91.1 FM.
Whatever.
Okay.
Thanks.
Hey, wait. I want to show. Okay, that was great. Thanks so much. Hey, I want to show both of you my new app. Okay. First off, let me wait. Okay. I don't know if you're a dog person.